Thank you, Dr. Ralph. Beautiful song. Laura playing organ. We are here to worship this morning, and I hope you came to church to hear the God's word. To hear the God's word. To place your heart right before Him and prayerfully considering to get encouragement and blessing from the Lord. If that's what you've been thinking, this is the right place to be, because God's word is among us. And Holy Spirit is, the counselor is glorifying God's word. So try to work on your wandering thoughts, try to stop them, and try to concentrate on hearing the God's word. Then when we hear the God's word, there's hope we can practice it and apply it for any need, reason and need we may have. And turn off your cell phones too. When you read the scripture reading from the gospel, of course, you can take many different routes. The reading is giving you freedom to follow these 10 men with leprosy. The reading gives you an opportunity to listen to Jesus' words and advice, the way He healed at this time. There are many, many, many reasons. There are many ways for you to proceed. I titled my sermon, "Let's Be Optimistic Christians in the Presence of Christ." And I believe this came strongly to me to title, to word my sermon this way. And let me just repeat what was happening here in the reading. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And he entered a village. As he entered a village, 10 men with leprosy approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when Jesus saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was cleaned, turned back, praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. So I want us to think about, what does it take to be an optimistic Christian? Optimistic Christian. Seeing things from God's perspective. Seeing opportunities when we spend time with God. Today, I would like for us all to think about, what does it take to be an optimistic Christian? Namely, friends, there are so many reasons in this world to be joyful, even this morning, to be thankful, to be optimistic Christian believer. First of all, we are, after all, in the presence of Almighty God. You were healthy enough, strong enough, beautiful enough, whatever enough, to come to worship the Lord Jesus Christ together with other folks here. When you listen to the sound of trees, of the trees, in your home, in the place you live, it makes you happy and joyful. When you start thinking about what all is behind these sounds of trees. When you listen to the birds early in the morning, if you have custom to go outdoors early in the morning, anytime during the day, you hear the sounds of birds. When you think about what is behind what are behind those sounds, who is behind those sounds, it brings joy and optimism into your heart. What about the quiet voices of the night when you spend time outdoors? The silence speaks to you, the word of optimism and hope. What about the sunrise? Witnessing the sunrise at dawn, early in the morning. How about the birth of a baby? Little baby, witnessing one of the greatest miracles in anybody's life. That brings you joy and optimism as you wonder the miracle of new birth. To see a person coming to Jesus Christ and giving his or her life to Christ. Witnessing another wonderful miracle when somebody becomes God's child. And this list can go on and on. Little things, small things, ordinary things, or great, great miracles to remind us about good optimism in this world. But sometimes we Christians, we see everything from other perspective rather than from optimistic perspective. Even when you read your Bible, you start seeing only the challenging thing, the question part, the negative things you think they are, instead of seeing things from optimistic perspective. But yes, you are right. In this life, there's lots of depressing moments as well. Makes you pessimistic. People are nations who pursue war and hatred all the time. That is not a very optimistic thing. Or when an individual is overwhelmed with stress and pressure of different kinds. Maybe some of you here in the sanctuary this morning, or somebody who's worshiping with us through Facebook. Or when you see people, you talk to people who just can't vision a better life. In the ministry, we are dealing with people in that kind of situation. You wonder why they just can't see life from better angle. There seems to be opportunities to reach out. Then there are people who look at the same situation, but they see things so very differently. Let me take an example. For one person, the glass is half empty all the time. And to other person, it is half full. Some seeing from pessimistic perspective and somebody else from very optimistic perspective. Some people are more optimistic than others. Some people tend to be pessimistic all the time despite of whatever is going on, good things. In our scripture reading today, yes, there were 10 men with leprosy. And they approached Jesus with the spirit of, let me call it, optimism. Spirit of optimism. How much you know about leper? Thank goodness we don't have it maybe around too much anymore. There's a little white spot that comes somewhere in your body first. Maybe in your hand, in your arm, maybe some other place in your body. Little tiny white spot. Then you worried, what is this? Hopefully not leper. No, it's not, it can't be me. But then next day, next week, you see it's getting bigger and bigger. Then you start thinking about what is happening if people see it, other people see it. You start covering your arm, hand. You start covering places where that leper is. And then before too long, it's impossible to do that. There is no cure for this illness. Because these people with leper, they've been already cast out, thrown out from the society and community. Society had given up on this man in our reading. In their optimism, the men pursued. They push the limits and they approach Jesus. And that is always the seed for any optimism we can face and experience in this life. To see Jesus and to approach Jesus. They were actually ready to break the law in their context to be healed. Whoever had leper was supposed to make a loud announcement. Don't come close to me. I'm with leprosy. I'm contagious. Don't come here. I've got leper. Stay out. Stay away from me. So these men in our reading were optimistic in their faith. They wanted to approach Jesus. Jesus was their last hope. You and I, we all can learn something about this man, something about optimism. If we want to grow spiritually, if we want to be successful, using the word successful spiritually in this life, we got to believe in the God's power. This is why we've been called people of faith, because we believe the power in the power of God. There's such a thing that powerful God. Friends, we must keep our faith in God in every given circumstances in this life. Because we've been called to be Christian believers, underlying believers. We are not walking all the time and seeing things beforehand. Very seldom so. We've been called to be people of faith because we trust in somebody who will lead us through and show us tomorrow and our future. Let's think about a minute why we might lose our optimism. I hope not anybody here has lost optimism. Maybe when we try something we have not tried before. You get scared, you get overwhelmed, and you start losing your optimism. We lose optimism when we start thinking that nothing, and we're thinking nothing, we are thinking but nothing, the potential reality of a possible failure. I'm going to fail, and that's all you're thinking. I'm going to fail if I try this. I'm not good enough. I am not smart enough. I am not anything enough to accomplish anything. You lose your optimism if you had optimism in the beginning. When you focus on your limitations and not enough on your imagination and many other good things that God has already blessed you with, then you lose your optimism. You lose your faith. You lose your vision to God's possibilities. When you are underprepared to do something, you have good reason to lose your optimism. If you don't prepare for your final exam, or if you don't prepare for your interview, or if you don't prepare for something that is a little bit more challenging, then you are sowing a seed for pessimism and failure, maybe. When you don't understand God's powerhouse and you just are not interested about learning anything about it, you are losing your optimism. You may not know about your own strength or power either. By the way, we can win all the time. I talked to a little boy some time ago, and he has started playing football. And he was not very optimistic about his team. He said, "Timo, I'm playing for sucky team." I said, "I know the feeling. I play hockey 15 years. Sometimes you can avoid those thoughts, that the sooner you get out of this team, the better for you." Then I said, "Well, listen, hey, that's life right there. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And that's how football. I admire football players. That's a tough game." Now, he said, "Yeah, I get that, but we have lost every single game." So I have to improve myself to try to see a little bit more optimistic approach to lift him up and saying, hey, listen, what about next game? He turned to me, he said, we are playing the best team now. Next. Okay, I try to adjust my words again. I don't know whether I managed or not. Sometimes you are facing and dealing with situations that, yeah, it's hard to be optimistic. Yet we should. We are walking in the presence of God. We have no reason to lose our optimism, our faith, because God is with us. God is with us. After all, when you underestimate the power of God, or when you try to water it down by constantly questioning it, you are going to lose your optimism. Worse than that, you are going to lose your faith. And with losing your faith, you lose your hope and peace, and you get frustrated. The optimistic Christian knows God, believes God, and has faith that all things are possible with God. Ralph sang a beautiful song in the beginning of this service about calling. Some of you may be wondering about your calling in the ministry, in the kingdom ministry. Maybe you are. And you are wondering about, how is it possible that God will be calling me? Calling me. I don't have no talents to be in the ministry. I can't sing, I can't talk the way I see it. I may not know Bible enough yet. And you keep on making lists of something that really is not encouraging. But listen to this. If God has called you, whatever you think about yourself, you have been called by God, and He's going to make sure that you are fully qualified to serve Him. Amen on that? And I'm preaching to you, young people, this morning, because you are closest to that point to be called by God for something very special. And optimistic Christians have studied what it means when the Bible says, I can do all things through Him who strengthened me. I can do all things through Him who strengthened me. This is Philippians 4:13. So I want you to consider the optimism of these 10 men with leprosy. In faith, they approach Jesus. That's the first thing you do. You approach Jesus. Whatever is your matter, you approach Jesus, who is our Savior, Lord, and powerhouse and wisdom. In faith, they believe Jesus can heal them. How big their faith was, there's no way for us to know. In optimistic faith, they do what Jesus told them to do. That is where we struggle many times. We are dreaming about things, but then we don't do what He asked us to do. It wasn't a big thing Jesus asked them to do. He was referring to the procedure that was valid procedure at that time. If you say you are being healed, go and show yourself to the priests. It is not a big thing, but they did it. On the way of showing themselves to the priest, they start realizing, well, my goodness sake, the leprosy is gone. It's gone. I've been healed. Jesus did it. I've been freed from this illness. And here's something for us to learn this morning. Maybe you have heard this many times before. If you follow the Lord in faith, and He will improve your life at every single level. He will improve your life. Optimism is a combination of faith and hope. These words you know better maybe than anything else. So I encourage us all to be optimistic in our faith and hope. If you are walking in the presence of Christ, This is actually the only way to do it. In his optimistic faith and hope, only one leper, one man who was with leprosy, came back to thank Jesus. Only one. So Tanya gave children good assignment to write it down and send a card to God for all things they believe they should be thankful for. Maybe we should do the same assignment. What is it you are thankful for this morning? Are you seeing things optimistically? Are you seeing yourself hope in the light of hope and faith? Thanksgiving was not a requirement from the Lord. He did not say that you all be sure you come back to thank me for the miracle I have performed for you. No, he didn't say that. But you can tell that Jesus took notice of that man as he's taking notice of you as you return back to thank him. We are good in asking from God, but we are not all that good in thanking him for all the wonderful blessings and miracles he has performed in our lives. For you to be optimistic and hopeful Christian believer, you have already been given all the things you need. 2 eyes, 2 ears, and warm heart to respond to God's grace and mercy that is every morning new. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If the ushers can come forward at this time for the ministry of giving.